You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're welcome to join us on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lines, 800-636-1067. If you want to put in your two cents about the Commanders' moves during the legal tampering window of NFL free agency. Got a lot of new additions. Adam Peters was busy. Here's a quick rundown on the signings. Frankie Louvu comes over from the Panthers. Linebacker gets 3 years, maximum $36 million on his deal. Austin Eckler adds some punch to the backfield on offense. 3 years, he can make up to $11.5 million if he hits all of his incentives. So that's a nice bargain price for a guy who 2 or 3 years ago was scoring like 20 or 22 touchdowns in NFL seasons.
He had 3 years ago, he had 20 total touchdowns.
Yep.
2 years ago, he had 18.
Right.
Last year, banged up, had, I don't know, five. But think about that. If he's healthy, he's a touchdown magnet.
Yep. Dorrance Armstrong comes over from the Cowboys. 3 years, $33 million. He helps fill in one of the gaps left by Chase Young and Montez Sweat after they depart. He's a defensive end. Some upgrades on the offensive line. Tyler Biadasz gets 3 years, $30 million to anchor the offensive line. He's a center. Guard Nick Allegretti, a backup for the Chiefs who played well during their playoff and Super Bowl run. He gets a 3 year, $16 million deal. And don't forget the special teams. Brandon McManus, your new kicker, he inks a 1 year deal for $3.6 million as Joey Sly hits the free agent market. Best of luck to him.
Like I said, I'd give it about a B. That's what the fans seem to be giving. If you go to Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram, there's a poll. 86% really positive A or B grades. My favorite is the Frankie Louvu. Cakes, which one is your favorite signing? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I love Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
I love
the Eckler move.
If he can come close to some of his previous seasons, it's a freaking absolute steal at that price tag.
Yeah, I agree. I like Eckler.
All right, give me your second favorite then.
I like Louvu. Don't know much about him, but, you know, based on the standings and the rankings and all his metrics, he had a really good year last year, and that's a position of need. The offensive linemen, again, I hope that they're upgrades. I would just trust Adam Peters and those guys up there in the front office that they're making good decisions.
I think Armstrong's going to be an impactful
I think Armstrong
player.
Is a really good addition, too.
Yeah. I think he'll be impactful.
They're not done. I mean, they're going to sign 4, 5, 10
more players.
Well,
here's what I was thinking. What positions, it's something we could throw out to people, what positions do you want them to go out after today? I think you could definitely look for them to sign a corner, right?
Defensive backs for me.
Some sort of DB. I think another end, and I still think they're going to sign a tackle.
Yeah,
they need to sign
a tackle. I mean, maybe you sign your own. We've been talking about Lucas and Charles. Those guys are free agents, maybe.
What if they went out and got a Ty Smith, even though he's 33?
He's just too much money, but nobody signed him yesterday.
No one signed him.
He's still out there.
The injury concern is just overwhelming because I think you look at the last 4 or 5 years, I think he missed like 40 games.
Well, maybe give him a deal with high incentives. I don't know. If he stays healthy, he makes a bunch of money.
Right. If you did that, fine. But what guys are doing that these days? I like that idea, but what guys are doing that?
Well, let's just see what happens today. I mean, if no one gives him the deal he wants, and as the days kind of slip away.
What about a wide receiver?
He could become desperate.
I'd love Curtis Samuel's on his way out. They're not going to re-sign him. I guess he's going to garner interest out on the market. But, yeah, I think a wide-out signing.
I mean, Jason mentioned Calvin Ridley earlier. Some of the top guys available include Marquise Brown. He has just one 1,000-yard season in his 5-year career.
No, they're not. No.
He's had injuries, but
he's explosive if he's healthy.
Yeah, but he's not a true number one, though, right? You're looking for a true number one.
No, he's not a smaller guy.
You're not going to get a true
number one. I'm looking for somebody to replace Curtis Samuel.
Well, I think they're going to go through the draft. If they find someone via free agency, it's going to be a small signing. It's going to be like these other signings.
So I think
a big name guy.
I agree with you, Jason. 800-636-1067. I think you got to address tackle because Allegretti and Biadasz, interior guys. I like Yadish at center. I know they've got Ricky Stromberg, but available, still available, not signed yesterday. You mentioned Tyron Smith, 33, but also Trent Brown from the New England Patriots, who was up there in terms of the rankings of free agent tackles.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple guys are available.
No, maybe I'm gonna find you a bargain wide receiver that I think makes sense for Adam Peters. I'm gonna look on the list to see who we might pluck.
Again, it's
but
a
I think
deep,
they might pick somebody in the draft.
It's a deep wide receiver draft, so I think that's where they're gonna add.
In terms of free agents after Ridley, you're talking about guys like Tyler Boyd and Beckham, and
you don't want to mess with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, you already mentioned Hollywood Brown. There just isn't a lot of big names there. I mean, you can get like a possession guy.
Darnell I don't Mooney. Think we're in the business of signing any big name guys.
I wouldn't hate them bringing back Samuel.
I kind of wouldn't.
As a number three receiver, he actually, I thought, played better this season than the year prior.
And he was more available, right? He's been like the last, how many years was he here? Two or three?
I believe three.
Three. The
three.
Last three. Two were deal. Better than the one. The first one was brutal.
Here's a name that would make sense. Also because he contributes on special teams. Now, it's not a sexy name.
Mm-hmm.
Deonte Hardy out of Buffalo. Mm-hmm. He's young. He's 26 years old.
All right.
He could be like a number three or number four wideout. Could help on special teams. Wouldn't cost a lot of money. That seems like the type of guy that, like, if he's not going to go in the draft, like the type of wideout that they would sign.
You're like, all right.
Like, is he going to sign DJ Chark or Tyler Boyd?
No, probably not.
Matt Valdes-Scantling.
What about?
I don't think so.
What about a Darnell Mooney? Last year, a down year, but, you know, you got
to consider. Showed flashes in Chicago.
3 years ago, at 1,000 yards.
Deep threat type.
I mean, he'd be your number three.
Yeah.
But I would love another, like, nice deep threat like a Ridley. But, yeah, like you said, he's probably too expensive. But you never know. As the days kind of slip away, these numbers go down, and they could be signing 1- and 2-year deals instead of 3-year deals.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this wide out class is not great. Unless you like old, broken down guys like Allen Robinson and Odell Beckham Jr.
No, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't necessarily be against them bringing back Samuel. The last two seasons, looks like he played in every game. Well, I guess he missed one game this season. So 17 games in 2022, 16 in 2023, 64 catches and 62 catches. Now, certainly not spectacular. He ended up with right around 600 yards.
I feel like he had a lot of big first downs.
And he had 4 touchdowns.
As many big first downs really as you can have for a 4-win team.
If you really wanted to scrape the bottom of the barrel, you could get the Nubs St. Brown brother, but you don't want to do that.
No.
You don't want Equanimeous St. Brown. You want Amon-Ra St. Brown. But he's unavailable.
Yeah.
He's not coming here.
I just don't think they're gonna sign any flashy guys. They need guys.
Eckler's going to be the most flashy guy.
Yeah, and Eckler, they gave him, you know, dirt ball money. They didn't give him anything.
Peanuts, relatively.
Yeah. I wish
we made that kind of dirt ball money.
I'm just saying.
I was surprised when they did sign him. Just because he just wasn't really on the radar for me.
Yeah, I was surprised too.
I feel bad for Eckler in this respect. He's never going to get a massive payday. As great of a player as he is, and is he a borderline Hall of Famer?
No. I don't think so. He hadn't played long enough.
Doesn't he have like 8,000 yards?
He's Hall of Really Good at minimum. But he's
Hall
never
of Really Good.
He's
I'd
never
going
to get a huge payday because of the position he plays, the fact that he was undrafted. He had to earn everything he's gotten so far.
Right.
He's never going to get like a $12 million a year payday.
Yeah, I mean,
which sucks.
He doesn't have the rushing numbers. Running backs who go into the Hall of Fame have to have like standout rushing numbers.
I understand.
And he's never even had 1,000 yard rushing.
When you go,
but I think he's going to be good.
Yeah.
When you go to the list of best free agents available or biggest names, so Derrick Henry is in there.
Yep.
Who else is in there?
Are you talking about just running backs
overall?
Or overall.
No, overall.
Right, I'll give you Hunter. Hunter's probably
Daniil
Hunter, the end for the Vikings, is probably your top guy.
Tyron Smith. Leonard Williams, the defensive lineman out of Seattle, is up there.
Carson Wentz.
Ridley is up there.
Sure.
How old is Ridley?
29.
29. Fuller's up there. Ty Smith's up there.
But remember, Ridley couldn't stop gambling on FanDuel, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And he served a year suspension, so it doesn't have as much wear and tear on the body.
It's true.
Sat out an entire
My guy
year.
Jonah Williams still up there.
Why is he your guy?
Well, I'm just talking. He's, you know, the one of the available tackles.
Oh, right. But he's the one that we had ranked like 61 out of.
That was a PFF grade.
PFF ranks him pretty low. 800-636.
Someone's going to take a chance on him.
1067. Your reaction to what the Commanders did, what Adam Peters did. Lance Thompson on Facebook says Dorrance Armstrong got to the quarterback 8.5 and 7.5 times the past 2 years, and Frankie Louvu had 66 solo tackles last year. Very solid acquisitions to me. I agree with them. I think they're just very solid.
Right.
Not flashy.
Right. No, I don't think they're in the business of signing flashy. The flashiest guy was Eckler.
Hey, you know who I haven't heard a peep about? Chase Young. Haven't heard anything about Chase Young yet.
It's only been a day.
Very quiet on Chase Young front.
He's a day two free agent.
Yeah.
He might be a day five free agent.
What are you going to say, Draft?
Fantasy football has ruined cakes, and I love him. But,
because?
I mean, I like Austin Eckler. He had two really good years. Cakes thought he was a Hall of Famer. He has 4,000 career yards. Zero All Pros.
Did I come on these airwaves and say Austin Eckler is a lock to
be
a Hall of Famer?
No, you said he's a Hall of Famer.
I said, is he a borderline Hall of Fame type of player?
Your question should be, is he a Pro Bowler?
He's not a borderline Hall of Famer.
I mean, if you're asking if he's a Pro Bowler in his prime,
he has zero Pro. I like Austin
Eckler. First of all, I disrespect the Pro Bowl. If you think he wasn't one of the better combo running backs for a short period of time during his career.
Micro.
Okay, a few years. Yeah,
I like Austin Eckler. Fantasy football has turned your brain to mush.
Oh, okay. He's not an effective player.
You
got to
have 11,000 yards.
He has nearly 70 touchdowns.
I know, but he's got to have the rushing yards.
What are his rushing yards? 4,000?
4,000.
What are his receiving yards? 4,000?
3,000.
Yeah. He's got about 8,000 total yards.
Tutties, touchdowns.
69.
Okay.
He's going to have 100 touchdowns when his career is over. Now, it might not be a Hall of Famer, but he's a Hall of pretty good first ballot. Send it in.
He's not close. He's not close. Sorry, buddy.
Again, how many guys? I don't know. It's a good question. Borderline. How many guys have 100 touchdowns and they don't get a whiff of the Hall of Fame?
Now, again, I'm over my skis with 100. He's still got a lot of meat left on that bone to get 100. He's got 31 to go, but that's a pretty big milestone.
Tell you what, if he's got 10 this year, 10 or 12, he's going to get there.
If he gets 10 or 12, it's an unbelievable
home run. Yeah. Home run.
If he stays
signing.
Healthy, he's going to have double-digit touchdowns.
What did your Seahawks do, Drab?
Sign Noah Fant.
Noah Fant and Leonard Williams, re-sign our own guys. We don't do the
Hold
day
on,
one.
Leonard Williams got re-inked?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
We don't
There's
do the day one
There's a flurry of activity. I can't remember
who replaced Carroll.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, Mike McDonald.
Mike McDonald.
Y'all won't be there. Mike McDonald.
The young defensive coordinator, the Wiz.
Yes.
The Wiz kid from
Valdez's guy.
From Baltimore.
Yes.
Right. All right. So you're happy. You're happy being kind of like on the outside looking in?
I'm not on the outside. I don't know what's in. Signing to make an ESPN.com headline?
I don't want to sign a few guys, you know? Yeah.
Look, I have no
roster.
Problem with what the Commanders are doing, but usually I'm not a fan of just chasing after big names and throwing a bunch of guaranteed money at people.
I don't think they did that.
I'm not saying the Commanders. I'm saying these other teams that year after year they do the same thing.
Right.
I'm fine.
I think all these signings were good. I'm going to struggle to say the center's name.
Biotish.
Because it just
Tyler Biotish.
It makes my brain explode when I look at the way he spells it. Biotish. Because the D-A-S-Z doesn't sound like dish.
You'll get used to it.
Tyler Biotish.
Call him Tyler Badass.
Go. Yeah. Tyler B.
Tyler B. Tyler Biotish.
There you go. You've got it.
I got to struggle with that one.
All right. Don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes, we'll be joined by Chris Russell, the Rooster from the Team 980. That's coming up at 8. And Warren Sharp will join the Junks coming up at 9 a.m. this morning.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.